You are now listening to episode 11 of the Big Bang Buzzcast. I'm Roxanne.
And I'm Nicole.
And with the season winding down, it's been a pretty slow news week, so we don't really have a whole lot to talk about in that regard. But we do have some things about the finale for this season. We have an official press release now, whereas before we just had like a one line, still not that much longer, but this is like the actual press release now. So that says for the Bon Voyage reaction, a new success for Leonard makes Sheldon very jealous and throws Penny for a loop. Meanwhile, Kuthra Polly pushes Lucy too far in their relationship on the sixth season finale of The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, May 16th. So what we had before, it said Sheldon and Penny were both thrown for a loop, but this just says Sheldon is jealous, which is what we basically figured.
Yeah, I was interested that in the initial one it says, you know, Sheldon and Penny are thrown for a loop when Leonard's offered the job opportunity. And in this one it specifies that Sheldon was jealous and Penny was thrown for a loop. So I don't want to retract my statement from last week saying that I don't think it's going to affect Penny and people are making, you know, assumptions, but I do maybe think that was a wrong assumption I was making, because, like, if the official release, you know, it doesn't just group Penny and Sheldon in together. It says, Sheldon's jealous, Penny's thrown for a loop. Mm-hmm. I think we might get a little more from Penny than I was expecting. It still might be along the lines of what I was expecting, but I think we'll get more than I was initially thinking.
Yeah. And then just going along with that, we've got promo pictures now. And based on the pictures, like, or the one in particular that CBS released with the press release, it looks like, it's of basically everyone except for Raj and Sheldon and Leonard's, and they're all dressed kind of nicely. So, like, I'm just assuming that would be, like, a going-away thing for Leonard if he takes the job.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know.
That'd be super cool.
Yeah, I don't know what else they would all necessarily be dressed up for in that episode.
Especially since they're in his apartment. It's not like they're going somewhere.
Yeah.
I hope Penny throws it. She threw him a birthday party. She can throw him a go-away party.
Yes.
And he actually makes it to the going-away party.
Yes. He actually gets to experience his party this time. But yeah, so considering, based on that, at least it looks like he's going to take the job, or he's, I don't know, he accepts at least or whatever. So that would definitely add into Penny's reaction or throwing her for a loop.
But, you know, if she's throwing him a party, it could be her being really supportive of him, which would be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that she'll be like you can't go, or like, not, I don't know, I guess not wanting him to go a little bit because she'll miss him, but I don't think it'll be too much of a huge thing still.
Yeah, I mean, like I said last week, I think it's going to be a big deal because it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still think she's going to have more of a reaction than I assume, just because they are specifying her reaction in the press release now.
Yeah. There's a lot of the promo pictures are actually interesting this week. Like, some of the ones for the other episodes we have still airing, I was just kind of like, well, not much to say. But, like, there's one of Sheldon and Penny in, like, a grocery store, which I'm just kind of like, what's up with that? Like,
yeah.
Is she shopping for the going away party? Are they doing that together? Or, I don't know, it reminds me of, like, you know, season one grocery shopping flashbacks.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
They're in the alcohol section.
So they're shopping for either the going away party, or maybe, shopping is a menial activity that will calm Sheldon down from being jealous, and they're shopping for alcohol because when Leonard leaves, Penny drinks. We know that from season 2 finale.
Two birds with one stone.
Yep, efficiency.
Yeah. And there's a couple of pictures of Raj and Lucy at his apartment, or a few of them. And Amy's in two of them, Which is strange.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, at first, like, are they doing, like, a double dinner date thing with, like, Sheldon also? But he's not in those pictures, and it doesn't look like there's a place setting for him that we can tell. There's only two glasses of wine on the table.
I feel like if Lucy has social anxiety, she hasn't met the group yet, right?
No.
I feel like if Amy has social anxiety issues, like, it would make sense for her to not meet them all at once. But I don't feel like, hey, let's double date with Shamie, even though they're awkward. I think that they can also be very intimidating. So I don't think that, you know, double dating with Sheldon and Amy would be the best way to get her assimilated into the group. Maybe they banished Sheldon, so Amy's the only one left, because they realized it was a bad idea.
Yeah, and the press release for them, it says that he pushes Lucy too far in their relationship.
Yeah. I actually think they're gonna break up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm almost certain of that now. Because even though we haven't heard anything, like, I know we didn't know at the time that Priya was gonna be back in season 5. Like, just, it's the finale, she is a guest character. You know, Priya conceivably could have left in the season 4 finale. I mean, she did leave, you know, she just was appearing on Skype after that. But, I just feel like they're gonna break up, and if they get her for next year, they might get back together, but I'm just getting this vibe that they're gonna just break up, because it is the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a picture of Raj, like, crying and Penny hugging him.
Which, yeah.
I don't know when in the episode that happens, but if they do break up, that could very well happen after that.
Yeah. Well, like, how we were talking about how we think he's gonna talk to women.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is either he cries for Penny and she tells him that if he wants to stay with her, because I'm guessing if he's crying over Lucy, she broke up with him, especially if he pushed her too far.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she tells him if you want to stay with her, she has to really understand that, and then he might talk to Lucy, or somehow that scene leads to him talking to Penny. I mean, it depends on when the scene is, because I feel like the whole watershed moment, like, I feel like it would happen, like, in the scene before the tag. So either that scene with Penny is earlier, and he goes to Lucy and talks to her, and that's the end of their storyline. Or she dumps him earlier in the episode, and then at the end of the episode, you know, he talks to Penny somehow. Or we're completely wrong on what this watershed moment is, but I really feel like we're right.
Yeah. Well,
but
then,
it's gonna... Go ahead.
Because in the other picture of him and Penny, is, like, they're both just looking, like, straight ahead and, like, surprised, or basically surprised.
Yeah.
So maybe that's if he talks to Penny. That could be after that.
Maybe. That's what I was initially thinking, but I'm kind of, like, not trying to let myself get so excited, because you know how badly I wanted him to talk to Penny first. So,
you sent me a very excited message after the photos.
I know I did, but, like, now I'm like, I don't want to get my hopes too high. Because there have been plenty of Big Bang episodes that I've gotten my hopes too high and then I've been disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, watching them a year later, I'm like, oh my gosh, this episode is so much better than I remember. So I'm making them worse for myself in the moment, like, when I first see it, by getting my hopes too high. And then I watch it later when I don't have those hopes, and I'm like, this was a good episode. What was I talking about? So I'm trying to not get too excited. But I really think it's going to happen, and I really think he's going to talk to Penny first. And we're not going to be able to record for, like, a week after this, because I'll be, like, on the floor sobbing.
So if our finale podcast is delayed, you guys now know why.
Yes, I will take full blame for that.
Yeah, so those are the pictures. That's our last press release and our last new set of photos to look for the season. And we're talking, it's probably going to be pretty slow here on out news-wise until Comic-Con hits in July. And then we'll get all the teasers, and then they'll start taping in August, and then we'll have season 7. But we have a bit to wait for that.
Yeah.
And then I guess speaking of just the hiatus, We were tweeting, seeing if any of you guys had any questions for us, since we weren't sure how long this episode was going to be with the really not a lot of news to talk about. And Joey asked us if we had any plans for basically what to do with the podcast during the summer. And then also asked if we would do a season 6 awards during the summer, which he says, like, if have fans pick their favorite moments in categories like favorite quote, favorite guest character, etc. We hadn't really planned to do something specifically like that, but if there's any interest in that, if you guys want to, we could throw something together, have categories and votes, and see what the top favorite moments of the season were. But just in general, we were thinking of what we did with season 1, our episode where we each picked our top 5 favorite episodes. We'll probably do that for each of the rest of the seasons. And then I was thinking maybe if we do like one episode just focusing on each of the major characters. I don't know, just talking about them in depth. Do you like that idea, Nicole?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I'm already brainstorming.
And yeah, then if you guys have any suggestions or topics or things you want us to talk about, leave us comments or send us messages. We can be very flexible listening to whatever you guys want us to talk about during the hiatus, since we won't have the new episodes. We might go back to the earlier seasons and just talk about individual episodes. I don't know if we'll necessarily... Well, I do know there will be a few weeks where we won't have a new episode because of vacations or other things. And then I was also thinking we might do a new episode every other week. But nothing's really definite yet. So we'll let you guys know what's up when we decide more.
We still have 14 days until the finale airs, so we'll be giving it some thought.
Yeah. But in the meantime, we've still got a few new episodes to talk about, so that leads us into tonight's episode, The Proton Resurgence. Is that right?
Yep.
I'm horrible with episode titles right now for some reason. But yeah,
that's Proton why you Resurgence. Have me.
That's the only reason I keep Nicole around, to correct me, basically.
And to help you come up with titles for these podcasts.
Yes. So yeah, Proton Resurgence. I really liked it this week. There was a lot of stuff that made me laugh. I know, I guess just starting with the beginning, I really liked the whole little rocket thing with Penny shooting the rockets.
I like when she hit Leonard and then was like, yes!
It kind of reminded me a little bit of, the season 1 episodes, how we were talking about the tag a lot of the time to just, you know, be like some random little thing that didn't necessarily tie in with the episode itself, but just them doing something like geeky or sciency, and even, mm-hmm. or not the tag, but the cold open. And even though this, it did lead into like the whole, oh, like Proton, he does shows, we should hire him stuff. Just like the rocket itself and how that opened the episode, it just kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, and I really liked that, you know, it was Penny getting into something like that. It wasn't just, I like when the guys geek out, mm-hmm. but I like that Penny was, you know, really enjoying that.
Yeah. And you know how, last week, I kind of had the complaint about Penny's line, what was it, I had, her line at the end?
I had an epiphany, not a stroke.
Yes, that, how that bothered me. But then, in comparison this week, how she said, oh, it's so cute when you use the word cool wrong. She was smiling, and Leonard smiled. And then, Leonard went back with, I just used awesome wrong, didn't I? Like, when she smiles and says stuff like that. I like it, it's funnier. But that one from last week still bothered me, because it wasn't. But anyway.
And this is later in the episode, but it kind of ties into Penny. I liked how sometimes you'll have the guys, having some sort of conversation that's, really dorky or whatever, and you'll have Penny, on the side, making comments about how, they're total nerds, or she thinks what they're talking about is weird or whatever, and I like when they were talking to Proton about how he inspired them and thousands of other people, and we didn't have them, cutting to Penny and her making some, side comment.
Mm-hmm.
like, she was just quiet and let them talk, so I did like that, too. I think I kind of liked how that came right after her episode where she made that epiphany. Like, she's a lot more like, okay, this is exciting to them. Like, I'm not going to be condescending or whatever about it.
Mm-hmm. I really liked Penny, like, during the whole scene with Proton.
Yeah.
Everything that, while he was there. And the potato, how she kept going
back
to that.
Shut up, you can do that?
Wouldn't that solve the world's energy crisis? No.
No. And then she wanted to plug the potato into his pacemaker.
Yeah. Is it a trick clock or a trick potato?
And she's like, I'm not a scientist like the rest of them. And he's like, yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
Or I figured that out or something like that.
Yeah, so Penny was awesome this week.
She was.
I also liked when they were doing the egg, you know, who's like, you know, put the egg on top and he, like, what's going to happen? And Penny's like, yeah. I think I know. And then she's like, okay, I didn't know.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, Penny. Wait, you do that egg experiment in like middle school.
Yeah.
But we do know she knows how to dissect the frog.
Yes.
Yeah, because all the other girls threw up, but she gutted that thing like a fish. So, she does know how to do something sciencey.
And we've seen her gut fish as well, so that's something she can definitely do.
Yes.
When back to, like, near the beginning, when Sheldon was talking about, like, all the different things that they could do with Proton, I really liked his comment about make him take 12 pictures with them and make a calendar.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that is such an awesome idea.
I totally think that, like, Cafe Press or something needs to make a Big Bang Theory calendar using screen caps with Professor Proton.
Yes!
Like, I would totally buy that.
Maybe that will be my weekend project.
Okay, do it.
I'm making a note of that. Okay. And I really liked when they sang the theme song.
Yes.
I didn't write down or quote the theme song, but that was pretty adorable.
Yes.
The one part, I guess, of the episode that felt the slowest to me was the whole back and forth when Sheldon couldn't sleep. That felt like it went on a little bit too long for me, at least. Yes.
I did like how it started with, Leonard, are you in bed? Yes. Me too.
And I did like the part of, like, I can't sleep. Well, I can, so shut up.
Yeah.
There were still some good lines in there, but I just felt like as a whole it kind of went on a little bit too long.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, when he first was on screen, there was like some applause for him. Is that the first time? Because Big Bang Theory, they generally like they try not to do like when I was at tapings, I don't remember specific who were examples, but I know like there have been times. And, like, the audience would clap for a guest star, and then they would do the scene again and ask us not to do that or not to cheer. But there was a bit of, like, cheering for him. So is that the first time that they've let the audience keep that in? Do you have any idea, or can you remember other times?
The only times I ever remember the audience cheering before is, like, when Kaylee walked in wearing something revealing.
Mm-hmm.
So no, but I do, like, I got a Google alert today that I didn't read the article, but it said that, like, Chuck has been trying to get Bob Newhart on one of his shows for, like, 18 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this was such a big deal to everybody, I think, that they probably would have wanted us to clap and cheer.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, that they would,
like,
they,
I don't,
they finally like, made this exception because it's Bob Newhart.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they told people to clap, but I definitely think that just considering what it meant to, like, everybody,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they minded this time.
Yeah. Though I did notice, like, even though there was some cheering, it was still kept pretty short compared to a lot of times. I don't watch a whole lot of various sitcoms now, but I know with, like, the older sitcoms, like, there would be, like, a lot of applause for, like, a big guest star. So especially compared to that, it was still kept relatively short, but I definitely noticed how at least they kept it in this time.
Yeah.
One of one of the lines, Proton's lines, that I really liked was when Penny told him, like, working with kids, it must be rewarding. And he says, you get bit a lot.
Yes.
Like what we talked about before, like, we didn't, like, I didn't really know, like, oh, great, Bob Newhart. Like, I had to kind of look him up to know who he was. When I looked him up, I was like, oh, he was an Elf. And then when he was in the episode, I was like, oh, yeah, I recognize him from Elf. I wasn't as excited as all these other people were. But, like, he was really good with all of the deadpanning. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel like I'm just babbling here.
No, I understand. He had a very flat type of characterization, and he did good with that.
Yeah. And we'll be seeing him more, because when he agreed to be on the show, what was it, like a minimum of like 3 episodes?
Yes.
Is it 3?
Yes.
Yeah, so probably, assumingly next season, spread out, we'll be seeing him again, so that I'm excited for that now. Especially, well, we're just jumping around all over the place, but especially since he's like Sheldon's dad now.
Mm-hmm. I am sad we were wrong about the paramedics, though.
Me too.
Like, I did really like how he sang Soft Kitty to him, because you do need Soft Kitty in every season.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've gotten it this year.
No, I don't think we have.
But yeah, so I'm glad we got that. Yes, I liked that. I liked at the end when Sheldon's like, so basically, like, I'm your son.
One thing at the end I was kind of really hoping for was when Proton was saying how he's got the kids' party the next day. And then I kind of looked down at the end to see, like, how much time was left in the episode. Because I was really hoping we would get, like, at least a flash or something showing Sheldon making a mess of this birthday party. But we didn't, and we just stayed with them the rest of the episode. But I was kind of really hoping for that.
Maybe that's what we'll get next season.
Maybe they'll be doing joint shows next season. Proton and Proton Jr.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. I feel like a lot of time when they get guests, I mean, like a lot of the times with the guest stars that, like, people, like, talk about a lot. Like, sometimes I feel really underwhelmed by, like, what they give them mm-hmm. for, like, material. Like, I know, like, a bunch of my real life friends were super excited when they found out Lewis Black was gonna be on. And then in the Jiminy Conjecture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember just absolutely, like, I fast forward through that scene.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like that at all. And I was really afraid, like, oh my gosh, they're really excited about this Bob Newhart guy. Like, I really hope that they don't completely, at least in my opinion, screw up. And I really did like it. I liked his character and I liked how he interacted with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Lewis Black scene is never, it's definitely, like, very at the bottom of my, if I was to, like, to rank scenes, I just find that whole thing really annoying.
Yeah.
And then just, like, this week, I was thinking, like, oh, you know, they're actually giving him, like, he's in a lot of the episode. Because, you know, like, mm-hmm. some of the others, like, LeVar Burton, it's like, oh, he's going to be on the episode. And then he shows up for just, like, a few seconds at the very end.
That was another one I was disappointed with.
Yeah. But I guess they figured, like, we've got Bob Newhart, like, let's make the most of this. Because he was...
Yeah, and I think they did a good job.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of looking at the notes I was typing as I watched. You mentioned earlier the scene, or like how Penny's reaction when they were talking to him about like the picture and like the impact that he made. I just noted that like I really liked that scene. And like what Sheldon said to him and everything. I thought that was just like a really sweet moment in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've done a lot more of those type of sweet moments this season. So that was really good to have there too.
Do you want to switch over to Howard and Bernadette's story?
Yep. I was just looking through my tweets to see if there was anything else from the Newhart storyline, but we've covered it.
Yep. So Howard and Bernadette watched Cinnamon. Which, is this the first episode that we've gotten her name now?
I believe so. I know I asked on Twitter like a month ago if she had a name, and I did get several people telling me Cinnamon, and I couldn't remember if that had been an episode before, but now that I think about it, I think I asked that question like 3 days after this was taped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that they were just people who read reports.
Yeah, I remember seeing like that the answers at that time were for Cinnamon, and then someone, I think someone had said like, oh, that was for like it. They'd said that it hadn't aired yet, but I just couldn't remember if he'd said it in a previous recent episode or not. But yeah, I don't think so. So his dog is Cinnamon. I liked the storyline and with Cinnamon and stuff, but I was still disappointed with how they handled Bernadette and her possibly changing her mind.
Yeah, I feel like they could have handled it worse, but I still didn't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, they could have just completely forgotten it and been like, oh, we can watch your dog because, you know, Bernadette's just great with kids. And then Bernadette being like, oh, like, you know, like, at least they kind of did reference that she never thought about being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of her being like, oh, this is good preparation for when we have kids, and then have, like, Howard freak out. Which would have been, like, really maddening to me, but they didn't do that, at least. But I feel like they should have put more emphasis on the fact that she didn't used to. And I find it kind of odd that, like, one afternoon with a dog, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, let's have a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they didn't, like, decide to have a baby in this episode, but I feel like, hey, maybe we should get a dog would be, like, the logical next step.
Yeah, because, like, considering that they basically did the whole episode about them disagreeing with kids for her to just turn around like, oh, maybe we can do it someday. It was just, it's very sudden for how little they actually went into it.
Yeah. But I do not expect them to be bringing kids into this show for, I mean, I really can't see it before like season 9, so that gives her plenty of time to think about it if they're going to give Howard and Bernadette that storyline.
I could see maybe season 8, but definitely not season 7.
Well, maybe Friends brought in season 8, but that was like the finale, so that's basically season 9.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see them doing it any earlier than Friends doing it. Because that would mean someone would have to get pregnant during season 7, which is upon us almost.
Was Emma really not born until that late in the show?
Yeah, it was the one where Rachel has a baby was the 8 finale.
Oh.
Because Monica and Chandler's wedding was the 7 finale, and that's when we found out she was pregnant.
I love how you know Friends and basically when stuff happened better than I do, considering I was the one who made you watch it.
Well, you didn't make me watch it again and again, but that happened.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I it's like that's the go-to comedy for, you know, basing things off of. Mm-hmm. Like, before I knew what Friends was, everyone was like, oh, Leonard and Penny are like Ross and Rachel. And I'm like, oh, who are they? And they're like, oh, they're from Friends. And then they're like, oh, Howard and Bernadette are going to be like Monica and Chandler. And I'm like, is this another Friends reference? So, I go to Friends and I'm like, okay, they went 10 years. This is their timetable. And I expect that most sitcoms would sort of follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it was the season 7 finale on How I Met Your Mother when Lily had the baby. But at that point, they were expecting to end season 8. So, considering Friends went 10, it was a similar timetable.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, I'm expecting Big Bang to be similar to Friends if they do kids. Which I'm guessing they will, simply because, you know, Chuck had said, or Bill, one of them, had said it would be weird if they didn't start having stable relationships and being married, you know, when Howard and Bernadette got married. So, since he is conscious and, okay, this is where they are in their lives, this stuff needs to start happening, I'm expecting they will do kids at some point. But even if they do Howard and Bernadette is the one who has kids or the one who has kids first, I still don't see her getting pregnant until at least next year at the end. So, at least, if the next thing that we address with them is them deciding to have kids, at least we did have this middle ground episode. I mean, I was kind of afraid that they were going to, like, decide to start trying in this one when I initially saw that post, like, oh, she might change her mind. And I was like, no, that is so very much too early. But at least they didn't do that.
And I don't think, I never thought it would go that far.
Neither did I, but, like, I'm really, like, really if I thought about it, but, like, I said about, like, getting my hopes too high, like, this is
yourself.
Just something, yeah, this is something I just really don't want, so I'm like, okay, prepare for the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. I did like, at least how they did it, how she really only had, like, the one line about, like, oh, you know, maybe someday we can do it, and it was, like, almost right after that, it's like, son of a bitch, she's gone. So,
yeah.
So it didn't last too long until they were in, like, panic mode.
That was probably one of my favorite lines. Like, if the kid can be as calm, as quiet, as little sin, a son of a bitch, she's gone.
And then I loved when, right after that, like, where did she go? I don't know, she didn't leave a note.
And I liked when they were yelling for her.
Yes.
And then they were like, oh, let's try it in the accent.
I wrote,
and I agree, Bernadette's was really good.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down, like, yelling out of the car is one of the best things ever.
Oh, totally.
Remember
that voice, it's kind of a turn-on. I turn you on when I sound like Raj. Cinnamon! And I love how Raj has, like, complicated meals for her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I feed my dog dry kibble that you buy in 10-pound sacks, and he's like, oh, this is for breakfast, and this for lunch, and you can give her this or this, but not both, because we're watching our weight.
I did know, I dog sat for this family once, where they fed their dogs chicken, but you had to, like, prepare it first, and I don't remember exactly what this entails, but it was like, this is more work for the dog's food than I do for my own food. But it still wasn't as complicated as Raj's instructions for Cinnamon.
Well, if you're feeding them actual chicken, you have to make sure you take the bones out.
I feel like it was already, it was like off the bone already. Like they
okay,
had
good,
it.
Cause...
Yeah, they had it like torn into pieces and it was like in some gallon bag, I think. And then you were supposed to take some out and then I don't know what with it, but.
That's okay. I rabbit sit in the summer, and they're definitely more complicated than my own food, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have specific types of lettuce that we give them. So, I'm just like, I don't put this much effort into me. yeah, so I liked that. And I did like how Bernadette kind of got all mom on Raj at the end.
Yeah.
If you need to think about what you did, because it kind of reminded me, well, partly of Leonard and Penny being Sheldon's parents, Bernadette and Howard might take on that role with Raj if we can get Howard off of his subtle attraction to Raj. But it also reminded me of in season 3 when Bernadette, you know, did that to Sheldon with the brush your teeth and go to bed.
Yeah, I was just thinking of the same thing with Sheldon.
So she's good with, like, the angry mom.
So Howard will be the one that all the kids go to like, get away with things.
Yes.
And try to hide from Bernadette.
I can totally picture, if Howard and Bernadette have kids, like, them going to Howard and him, like, taking part in their, in their exploits, and then, like, them all sitting on the couch, like, with their heads down, and Bernadette's yelling at, like, Howard and the kids.
Definitely. Headcanon right there.
Yes, future headcanon, providing I can accept a headcanon where they have children.
Yeah. In whatever universe they have children, that's what happens.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, and sort of on another note, I knew that Amy wasn't going to be in this episode, but I, like, while watching the episode, I really didn't think about her at all, or like, oh, like, I miss Amy, or like, oh, I wish she was in this scene. Like, then it was just, like, when I got to the very end and I finished the episode, and then I was just kind of like, oh, yeah, Amy wasn't in this one. But I guess, there wasn't really anywhere where she would have, I guess she could have been there for the stuff with Proton, but.
This show like, I know, like, multiple members of, like, the cast and writers and stuff have talked about, like, the great thing about the show is you can put any two characters in a room and you have a story.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, I feel, remove, I mean, okay, maybe not Sheldon, just because he's, like, the breakout, but I feel like you can remove anybody for, like, one episode and you can also make a story. Because, you know, Penny's been there since day one. But in the two episodes Kaylee missed, I remember a lot of people were just like, when it finished, we were like, oh, Penny wasn't in that. But there was never any point where we were like, oh, Penny should have been in that. Like, even the Irish pub formulation, like, that was Leonard hooking up with someone. Like, Penny's always involved in that type of storyline. But the way they did it, I really didn't notice Penny wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And, like, in the episodes Amy misses or the ones Bernadette is missed, like, I never noticed she isn't there either. So I feel like the whole you can put any two characters together, I think you can pretty much take anyone away for a short period of time and they can still write it where it works.
Yeah. I guess it's because the two kind of go hand in hand. Like, if anyone can do a scene together, then you can kind of, like, take anyone out, and then the people who are left, you can easily build something with them.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm sure when he comes back, she'll be in some of those episodes, if not both of them.
Yeah, I'm sure she will be. Mm-hmm. 'Cause she and Bernadette have been in every other one this season, right?
As far as I can remember, I don't know.
Yeah, which, so that would mean that, you know, she just missed this one because of Passover.
Oh yeah, I forgot that they lined up. That this episode lined up with that.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't expect her to be missing a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really didn't miss her either. Even thinking back, like, I'm not like, oh, I wish she was in that. But, I mean, it's one episode. If she was gone long term, I would probably miss her more.
I think we basically covered what I had noted for the episode. I'll just throw it out there. Leonard was wearing the pants tonight. So I don't know how many.
I didn't even notice that.
He was. How many of our listeners know what we're talking about when we say that? Do you want to explain?
We never brought this up.
I don't think we have.
Okay. In case we haven't brought this up, in season 3, my sister started pointing out in certain episodes, she would say, Leonard or Penny are wearing the pants. And I asked her what she meant by that, and she said, well, Leonard has this pair of red pants, and Penny has this pair of red pants, and we've never seen them wear the red pants in the same scene. So my sister theorized, as a type of headcanon, that it's the same pair of pants and they, like, share them or trade off wearing them. So at first, I thought she was serious about it, and I was like, Kristen, like, that's dumb, like, they're not wearing the same pair of pants. And then she was like, Nikki, like, how do you not think that's really cool? Like, it's possible that they are, that they're sharing a pair of pants. And then I was like, you're right, that is really cool. So I told some people online about it, and now we'll see like comments on like random articles or like on forum posts like, oh, Leonard or Penny was wearing the pants in that episode. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, that caught on. So now whenever we see Leonard or Penny wearing the red pair of pants, we just jokingly think like, oh, it's the pants that they share. So I didn't notice he was wearing them in this one. Was he wearing them in the opening, or was he wearing them during the episode?
No, during the episode.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go back and watch this now and smile.
Shame on you for not noticing.
I know.
And then, to wrap up our episode this week, I threw out this question on Twitter right before we started recording. It was kind of last minute, and we haven't gotten actually any replies to it yet, but we thought it'd be fun for us to just answer the question here on the podcast also. But what I asked was, if you had the opportunity to meet one of your childhood heroes, who would you choose? Since Leonard and Sheldon just got to meet Professor Proton this week. So, do you want to go first or shall I go?
You can go.
Okay. So for my childhood hero, I was thinking about it. And the first thing that kind of came to mind, and it actually came to mind while I was watching the episode, was The TV show Animaniacs, which was an awesome animated TV show that if you haven't heard of it, you should look it up right now on YouTube and watch some clips because it's hilarious. But it was like my favorite show when it was, it started when I was 5 and it was like, I just loved it. And part of why that came to mind while I was actually watching this episode was a few weeks ago, I actually got to meet, the 3 voice actors who did Yakko, Wakko, and Dot, as well as other voices in the TV show. And it was just like, it's not like it's a show where I can look back and be like, oh, that like show changed my life or had a huge impact, but it was just like something that I really loved at the time, and it might have actually like had an impact on my sense of humor. I don't know. But like when I met them, I actually kind of got like a little bit emotional just because I've been like amused by these guys since I was a little kid. So that was just kind of my, or what the episode made me think of as, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd necessarily call him like a childhood hero, but it definitely kind of like, it was a part of a defining part of my childhood at that age.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your answer?
Well, I kind of have 2 answers because the initial childhood hero I have is not someone I can actually meet unless it's a case of meeting the voice like you.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, my like science education go-to favorite person was Miss Frizzle from Magic School Bus. And I just, like, loved her. Like, her whole take chances, make mistakes, get messy, or whatever her motto was. Like, that was basically what I lived by. And in school, like, whenever I would do anything that was, like, a bad idea, like, that was my excuse. And actually, I very vaguely remember this, but they did, like, a Magic School Bus show at a mall near my house. I mean, when I say near my house, I live in the boondocks, so this mall was, like, 45 minutes away. But, my dad took me to, like, this Magic School Bus show when I was, like, 4 or 5, and, they had, like, a big cardboard bus, and, there was a Miss Frizzle there, and I don't remember this really well, which makes me very sad, but apparently I was, like, super excited, and it was all I talked about all week, so it reminded me of, like, Sheldon saying, like, this is a fan letter I sent to Bob Newhart or whatever, so that was, like, my equivalent of that. And then if it was terms of like a real person that I could meet, then that would be Bill Nye, which I didn't get into him until I was like 10, but I was kind of obsessed with him for a while. But if we're going off of, you know, anybody, even animated characters, Miss Frizzle would be mine.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So if you want to tell us who your childhood hero is that you would like to meet, tweet us or leave us a comment. And we can, or I guess we can share some of those on our next episode if you want us to. Just kind of go through some of the answers you guys send in. But that's it now for this week's episode. Thank you, as always, for listening. We love all of you guys. Thank you. Leave us comments. TheBigBangBuzz.com. You can get our podcast there, or you can find it on iTunes and subscribe to us that way. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.